AUB's Vertical Farming Project aims to reshape agriculture. June 13, 2025. A quiet agricultural revolution is brewing in a modest 72-square-meter solar glass house in Beirut. Inside, you'll find AUB's and Lebanon's first fully automated hydroponic unit merging vertical, nutrient film technique, and gutter systems. As temperatures rise and water becomes increasingly scarce, traditional agriculture, particularly in the global south, faces growing vulnerability. Vertical farming provides a resource-efficient alternative and a promising buffer against the uncertainty. Climate change is a fact. Vertical farming, whether open air or fully controlled, gives us a way to adapt, says Professor Walid El-Kayal, who developed the project with his team at AUB's Faculty of Agricultural and Food Sciences. We can grow food even when the environment becomes hostile. The farm currently grows crops like basil, kale, lettuce, arugula, baby spinach, green peppers, tomatoes, and strawberries, producing around 2,300 plants in total. The best part? The space, funded by the EU's PRIMA program under the Bonex Initiative, functions as both a research facility and a proof-of-concept model for what agriculture could look like in regions facing mounting environmental and economic strain. The project isn't just about farming smarter, El-Kayal adds. It's about democratizing access to the tools of resilience in low-resource regions that lack the financial resources to face climate change head-on. El-Kayal, an agricultural expert with experience in France and Canada, built the farm around three advanced systems: vertical rotating towers, nutrient film technique, NFT, pipes, and gutters for vine crops like tomatoes and strawberries. Each system plays a critical role. Rotating towers and NFTs are more suitable for leafy greens, while the gutter system is optimal for vine crops. Despite the farm's high-tech setup, complete with app-controlled automation and 22 solar panels, El-Kayal is most excited about its flexibility. We created a spectrum, he explains. Yes, what we have here at AUB is the most advanced version, but we're also testing lower-cost systems with fewer automated features, so it's accessible to communities with limited infrastructure and financing. That flexibility is already being proven at AREC, AUB's agricultural project in Lebanon's Bekaa AA Valley. There, a more modest, less automated version is already in operation, built with fewer resources but still producing strong yields for staple crops. It proves that vertical farming doesn't have to be expensive to be effective and scalable. A key requirement for broader adoption in regions that need it most, but often lack the financial resources required to implement such projects. To help lay the groundwork for that future, El-Kayal and his team are actively training students, industrial partners, and public stakeholders. We invite people to workshops, he says. We explain that you don't need full automation. You can save thousands by operating manually, using basic tools to measure nutrients instead of sensors, and switching off automated features. As the global climate continues to shift, AUB's vertical farming project offers a promising blueprint, a way forward not just for Lebanon, but for all climate-vulnerable regions. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic, or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.